this is a disappointment, but it's one that we knew was coming this year. And very unfortunately, it's a case that Donegal County Council did not have the resources to apply for the Community Monuments Fund in 2024. This comes on foot of a lot of success within the county and within the Heritage Office in the council. Over the last number of years, they've been working really hard. And I think the thing to explain here really is that the Heritage Office in Donegal County Council is one person. It's the Heritage Officer, and supported by different staff within planning and within the museum and the library services. So really there's a massive workload, and all the, I suppose, the successes over the last couple of years of attaining funding for various projects comes with a lot of work to prepare to apply for it, and then also to see through these projects and to monitor them all. So it's a huge workload. So something we have been campaigning for, and I have been pushing this really hard myself over the last number of years, is to get an Assistant Heritage Officer in Donegal County Council. It's been a bit of a struggle, to be honest, to commit, to get senior management to commit to an Assistant Heritage Officer or another member of staff. But thankfully, in at last year's budget, we did eventually get funding for an Assistant Heritage Officer or another member of staff. And it came at the end of the year, so unfortunately the position was not filled in time for the deadline for the applications for Community Monuments Fund.
A huge workload, as you touched on, to be sure, but ultimately the county has lost out potentially on thousands of euro here. It would have been in the interest of Donegal County Council, surely, to have those resources in place.
It would be, and it's something that we've been calling for years at this stage, and it has been a struggle, as I say, to get, I suppose, the senior management to agree to commit to another member of staff and to pay a full-time salary and to get them on the books. But it has been, you know, we've had support in many ways with temporary staff people on contract, but we need a full-time member of staff. That has been our fight. The fight has been successful in the last at the end of last year, but the position wasn't filled in time to apply for the funding for this year. It's a real disappointment for me as chairperson of the Heritage Forum in the county, and more so, and especially to the communities who have really lost out on this. There were projects in the locality like Abbey Assaroe Conservation, McSwain's Castle, down by St John's Point, for example, as two examples, who were hoping to acquire some community monuments funding this year. So it's a real disappointment to communities all over the county. But, you know, we will rise again and go for this next year, and there will be a staff member in place before long. They're not in place yet, but we need to get that moving very quickly, get the person in place so we can apply and not miss out on the Community Monuments Fund or the Historic Towns Initiative or many of these other opportunities that there are out there. I absolutely hate losing out on opportunities of funding, and unfortunately this year I knew it was going to happen. I knew that we were not going to be applying for the Community Monuments Fund.